from Big Finish Productions, Doctor Who, the audio novels, The Box of Terrors.
The Doctor collected his long scarf from the sand as he eyed the smoke leaving the open door.
"If this is how you treated my TARDIS," he said, "well, it explains a great deal about how she's behaved since."
His prior incarnation ignored this. "Something is very wrong," he told his future self. It was both a statement and a question. The curly head nodded to both, before a voice cried out from behind them.
"Doctor!"
The blue eyes in the sooty face stared. At first glance, it was Sarah Jane. The Sarah Jane he had just left inside the TARDIS. But then, how had she slipped past him? And why was she in desert fatigues and stumbling forward, as if she'd not seen him in years? It was something else that made not a jot of sense. Then his mind took in the slight differences. The hair in longer waves, tied back off her face. The face had not aged a bit. Not many years had passed then. But the change was in her eyes. This Sarah Jane had experienced more. She stopped in front of him in the sand, and he was astonished to see tears forming, despite her smile.
"Sarah Jane," he said softly. "Come along, stop that. Otherwise you'll have us all at it."
Then he heard the footsteps at the TARDIS door, and the tear-filled eyes widened in utter shock as they fell on the new arrival.
"Ah!"
came the response from the hatted version of himself, as all four of them faced each other.
"Yes, yes, of course. Well, this sort of thing is bound to happen if you drop in unannounced."
Sarah Jane stood in the doorway of the TARDIS, squinting in the sun, feeling dazed from when she'd bounced off the TARDIS console. The Doctor had made a last-minute adjustment to the gravity dampeners, which had cushioned them from the crash, but when they'd cut out, she'd gone flying.
"Doctor,"
she called. Two men stared back at her. One was the Doctor. The other was a stranger. And the world span, and she clutched the door for support, her temple throbbing. She heard a woman's voice, a familiar voice.
"She's hurt."
The hurried footsteps stopped dead as the stranger thrust out his arm to stop her.
"No, no, Sarah."
Another velvet-clad arm shot out, almost pushing her back inside the TARDIS. And over it, Sarah Jane caught sight of a face. Her own face, staring at her in utter bewilderment.
"It's all right, Sarah,"
the tall man in the hat was saying.
"Unless you actually touch her, you're quite safe."
The velvet-clad Doctor turned to him instantly.
"How do you know that?" he snapped. "We are breaking the first law of time, not to mention the psychological effects it may have."
The man in the hat frowned deeply.
"Oh, I'd keep your accusations of law-breaking to yourself if I were you. I'm not the one who just crash-landed into his future incarnation. And this is Sarah Jane we're talking about, not some vapid teenager."
Sarah Jane turned again to the woman standing just feet from her, body frozen, face anxious. The two Sarahs stared at each other.
"It's you,"
said Sarah Jane, simply. She was having an out-of-body experience. Her older self, not that she was much older, nodded. The same dazed expression reflected back at her.
"It's me,"
she said.
Big Finish, for the love of stories.